Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning and happy Friday. This is Alicia and Natalie with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news today, surveyors are in short supply. However, working visa refusals are forcing a proud regional business to close as the Department of Home Affairs refuses to help. Outback business owner Dr. Dale Adamson said he has tried to employ international workers to fill surveyor vacancies, but his visa applications have been rejected. He also added that by being regional and by having a professional skill shortage, I not only tick all the boxes, but I exceed all the federal government's requirements, but twice now it's been rejected.
Brisbane RACQ is selling its insurance arm in a $1 billion deal to NRMA Insurance as they have been sued for allegedly misleading customers. RACQ has faced backlash due to their immature risk practices as well as customer complaints for increasingly large price rises and claim handling. RACQ Chief Executive David Carter said that we think we can achieve the same outcomes for members around affordability and accessibility, and we can create capacity for us to invest in other things that are important for RACQ.
In national news today, seven Northern Territory front benches have accepted exclusive invitations to the Qantas Chairman's Lounge after the Country Liberal Party won the election and joined more than half of the NT's front benches. This comes amid claims that Qantas is using the invite-only club to influence politicians' views of them. Accusations have been made that Qantas and other major airlines are price-gouging travellers in Darwin, where interstate travel trips can cost upwards of $1,500. The spotlight has also been on Qantas perks sharing amongst federal politicians in recent months, following claims that Prime Minister personally solicited flight upgrades from former Queensland Chief Executive Alan Joyce.
Australia has fallen drastically short of their emission reduction goal as New South Wales swelters through early heatwave. The Climate Change Authority annual progress report revealed that emissions increased in transport in 2023 to 2024 and flatlines in the electricity sector, which accounts for more than a third of the country's emissions.
In international news today, after 5.5 years, Paris's Notre Dame is set to open in December after the devastating 2019 fires that severely damaged it. President Emmanuel Macron and Archbishop of Paris are officially opening the cathedral on the 7th of December and hosting its first mass on the 8th. The interior of the cathedral has been a closely guarded secret, with only a few images released over the years, and after spending €582 million on the renovations, it's going to be a showstopper.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers. It is currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Sick of carrying your boombox?